الله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كافها يا عين صاد. ذكر رحمة ربك عبده زكريا. إذ نادى يا ربه نداء خفيا. قال ربي إني وهن العظم مني وأشتعل الرأس شيبا ولم أكن بدعائك ربي شقيا. وإني خفت الموالي من ورائي وكانت امرأتي عاقرا فهب لي من لدنك وليا. يرثني يرث ويرث من آل يعقوب واجعله ربي رضيا. يا زكريا إنا نبشرك بغلام اسمه يحيى لم نجعل له من قبل سميا. قال ربي أنى يكون لي غلام وكانت امرأتي عاقرا وقد بلغت من الكبر عتيا. قال كذلك قال ربك هو علي حين وقد خلقتك من قبل ولم تك شيئا. قال رب اجعل لي آية. قال آيتك ألا تكلم الناس ثلاث ليال سبيا. فخرج على قومه من المحراب فأوهى إليهم أن سبحوا بكرة وعشيا. يحيى خذ الكتاب بقوة وآتيناه الحكم صبيا. وحنانا من لدنا وزكاة وكان تقيا. وبرا بوالديه ولم يكن جبارا قصيا. فسلام عليه يوم ولد ويوم يموت ويوم يبعث حيا. صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم وصدق أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المظلومين المعصومين. صلوات
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
Dere er nok en gang velkommen på vegne av Mohammed Husseini. Akkurat nå holder vi på å vente på Mawlana Sayyid Ali Murtazadi. Han er her inshallah straks, om 4-5 minutter har jeg fått fortalt. Så inshallah vi starter straks. Temaet i dag skal være sorgen til Imam Hussein Aleyhisselam. Da har alhamdulillah Mawlana også kommet. Temaet i dag skal være sorgen til Imam Hussein Aleyhisselam, det vil si azadari. Det er mange ting som er litt uklarte når det gjelder temaet azadari hos oss. Hvilken kraft det der egentlig innebærer for elskere av Ahlul Bayt. Og hvilken utfordringer som egentlig ligger bak dette her. Også hvilken ideologiske prinsipper dette temaet er fylt med. Det kommer inshallah til å være veldig nyttig for oss. Samtidig må vi være obs på at det er mange fiendtlige krefter som har prøvd å få ødelagt den store kraften som vi shia-muslimer alhamdulillah har. Nemlig sorgen til vår imam. Det har blitt prøvd å nedtrykke denne bølgen av azadari. Og på den andre siden så har det blitt prøvd å få infiltrert noen handlinger som egentlig ikke er i takt med islamske regler. Så inshallah, Mawlana kommer til å informere oss om dette her i dag. Vi ønsker dere en veldig fin kveld videre, inshallah. Salawat. Programmet skal være på engelsk, og da inviterer jeg Mawlana. Hvis alle brødre kan komme litt fremover, så kan vi lage en sånn bra atmosfære her.
Sallallahu alaihi wa sallam.
Allahumma salli ala
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين حبيب الله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد
اللهم صل على محمد
وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين سيما بقية الله في الأرضين قال الله تعالى في كتابه الكريم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ونريد أن نمن على الذين استضعفوا في الأرض ونجعلهم أئمة ونجعلهم الوارثين صلوا على محمد وآل محمد
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
First of all, I would like to thank Allah Almighty for providing us this opportunity to discuss this important issue of Karbala and Sayyid al-Shuhada. As this is a blessing from Allah, and surely if we thank Allah, He increases the blessing, as it has been explained in the Holy Quran, إِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَئِنْ كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. Just to thank Allah for this blessing and for this privilege, please once more recite durood on Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad wa ajjil faraja.
So directly going to the topic, that is, you may call it Karbala Shanasi or Hussain Shanasi, just to identify Karbala or to identify Imam Hussain. We know that this event of Karbala is one of the unique, one of the most respected and remembered event of humanity. And I can point a few uniquenesses in this event. I think this is one of the events which has been highly remembered, and I can't remember any other event which was remembered so much every year for 40 or 60 days. In different parts of the world, so many people, millions of people involved with deepest of their emotions and with commitment. Some of them are putting their life at stake. Some of them putting their whole career or their whole wealth on stake, and they remember Imam Hussain and participate in the event of Karbala. How they do that, if you just want to have an idea of the greatness of this remembrance, just look at the world on any Ashura or any Arba'een. You will see hundreds of countries all over the world, people crying, people remembering Imam Hussain, all of them shouting a single name, calling a single name, Ya Hussain. And this is greatness. So I easily can claim that event of Karbala is a miracle, and remembrance of Imam Hussain is also a miracle. The Azad al-Hussain, also a miracle, I think. And this is very strange. In the event itself, how many people got martyred? How many people got killed from the side of Imam Hussain? There were 150, most popular is 72. We may say, okay, just bring together all of them, it will maybe become 150, but how many people up to now have got martyred or killed during the remembrance of Imam Hussain? I don't know. I think hundreds of thousands, because in just Pakistan, you can count where I came from. We can count 10 of thousands of people being killed just for the remembrance of Imam Hussain. So this is very unique. And I think one of the most discussed event in the history of humanity. I don't know. Is there any event which is so much discussed by so many auditors, so many speakers, every year for such a length, 40 to 60 days? This is just the Karbala. The event of Karbala, which has been so much discussed and so much remembered. And hundreds of thousands of books have been written, hundreds of thousands of articles been written, and I told you hundreds of speakers every year, thousands of speakers in fact, every year discussing this event. But again, if you think on it, you have new aspect to discover, and you have new points to learn. So this is an ongoing process. You have to discuss, and you will learn so many things. And here we are, we want to play our own part, and we want to discuss this great event, and we want to learn a few important points from this event of Karbala, and the life of Imam Hussain. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
But first, just to clear the point which I'm trying to deliver to you, I will raise some questions, and I have so many questions. I had so many questions in my mind since my childhood when I was listening to majalis and to the speakers who are discussing this event, and I had questions, and unfortunately I could not solve these questions. And then when I myself got the opportunity to do some research work or say some studies on it, then I could somehow solve these points. And so I tried to explain these points to a few others, and I can claim that a few of the points are unique, and a few will not be so much new for you. But if you just bring together all the points, it will give you a new dimension of the event of Karbala. So here I start with. We have learned that I'm not going to explain the history because it is very clear for you. You have learned it from your childhood so many times. You have learned the event of Karbala and the history is clear for you. So I'm not going to repeat the history. Just I will do some sort of analysis on the history of Karbala and to learn a few questions from there. First question, why Imam Hussain did that thing? Why Imam Hussain sacrificed his life? Now, this is very clear. Imam did that, and he sacrificed everything, and it was somehow, we can say, it was his duty to protect Islam. Now, he did that, and we never had such an event after his death, when we have 9 more Masumin alayhi salam after him. We never had such an event in his Aad or Awdaad. So why Imam Hussain did that? Why not any other Imam? Why is this event so unique that only one Masum did that? Not before him and not after him. What was the difference? So if you say that Yazid was okay drinking wine or he was a corrupt man, so do you want to say that the rulers who came afterwards, they were not corrupt? What was the difference? Imam was there and the rulers were there. Actually, if you see in the face of the event, what changed actually? Yazid remained there for 2 more years. And then Umayyah was there. In 61st Hijrah, the event of Karbala happened. And up to 132 Hijrah, Bani Umayyah was there. And after Bani Umayyah came Bani Ubbas. So what changed? So we have to discuss this. What was the uniqueness of this event? Why Imam Hussain did that? And why never anyone of other Masumin alayhi salam did that? So this is one of the questions. Second question regarding Bay'ah, or the allegiance which Yazid was asking Imam Hussain to do. I had a very unique question in my mind. He was asking Imam Hussain to do Bay'ah, then Imam Hussain got matired, and his son was there. Why he never asked Imam Zainul Abidin to pay allegiance or do Bay'ah to Yazid? No one asked him. Why they didn't ask him? Of course he was son of Imam Hussain. Of course he was the successor or janishin of Imam Hussain. He was in his place. So why Yazid, who asked Imam Hussain to pay his attributes or to allegiance to Yazid, why they never asked Imam Zainul Abidin to do that? So this is the question for me. And then what Yazid was asking and what Yazid was trying to achieve when he already had the government in his hand. He had the government. Everyone was loyal to him. every city of the Islamic country had his own governors in their place. So if you say Yazid was trying to achieve a government for himself, he already had the government. So why he was asking Imam Hussein to do the bay'ah? Now, is this just an emotional outburst? Is this a revenge of his family? What was that thing? He had the government, he had obedience from people, and everyone was with him. So why Imam Hussein? Why should ask Imam Hussein to do bay'ah? Now, we have to have a good analysis of this point, so we can understand what Imam Hussein was